This is Radio 1940 with the Battle of Britain news for today, the 3rd of October 1940. The weather today was rain and drizzle in the Channel, with visibility down to 500 yards in places. There were no attacks by enemy formations, probably due to the adverse weather conditions, but after midday, a fairly continuous succession of raids by single aircraft crossed the coast, and in some cases dropped bombs in various parts of the country. London and the Midlands appear to have been the main objectives of the enemy during the day, and a number of aerodromes have been attacked. St Evel Aerodrome appears to have received most damage, but the de Havilland aircraft factory at Hatfield suffered considerably. From 06:30 to 12:30 hours, 9 reconnaissances by single aircraft were made between the Yorkshire coast and Harwich. In 2 cases, aircraft penetrated far inland, one flying to Worcester, where bombs were dropped, to Birmingham and Wellingborough, which was also bombed. The second crossed the coast at Bawdsey, flying to North Weald and Debden. Bombs were dropped near North Weald from 1,000 feet. Between 1300 and 1500 hours, a succession of raids by single aircraft crossed the coast from the Isle of Wight to Skegness, aiming for Kenley, Biggin Hill, Northolt, North Weald and Debden. From 1500 hours, raids crossed the coast between Beachy Head and Selsey Bill, flying inland. One aircraft, on its return flight, located a convoy near Selsey, which it bombed. During the night, enemy activity was on a very much smaller scale by comparison with raids of previous nights. London was visited, but there is no report of the Midlands or the North having been bombed. The RAF flew 68 patrols involving 138 sorties during the day, and 38 patrols involving 35 sorties at night. 80 enemy aircraft operated over Britain during the day, and 180 by night. No enemy aircraft were brought down by fighters, and we suffered no casualties. Light anti-aircraft fire claimed the Ju-88 that bombed Hatfield.